Power 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:08. We're going to top out at 12 today. We were talking about the... by the way, now is when we were supposed to have Psychic Tiff on. If you didn't hear a little while ago, Tiff had a stroke this past Friday. She's in the hospital. She's on the mend. She had surgery. She's got a long road ahead of her. But anyway, yeah. In case you missed a little while ago, she is not going to be with us this morning, obviously. We were talking before that, though, about if you could go back in time and meet anyone, who would it be? Two people.
Two people.
That's all you get. Mm-hmm. And this was actually a very good question asked in an odd place.
Yeah.
Mel's online dating website.
Yeah. That's the question that was asked of me.
And I'm getting some good ones here via text. This one, I can't believe I didn't think of this one. Jesus.
Yeah, I actually got text message that one,
that would
one
be
too.
A good one. Another one said Jim Valvano and Lou Gehrig. Jim Valvano, you probably don't know who that is, Mel. He was the basketball coach at North Carolina State. Pulled off a huge upset. I can't remember what year it was. It was in the early 80s. Won the national championship. And was just one of these incredibly inspirational, amazing people on top
cool.
of it. And he was given an award. He was dying of cancer. He's at the ESPYs receiving his award, and it was kind of funny. Like they're starting to roll the you know, the music and mm-hmm. and you know, to try and get him off the stage when he won this. I can't remember what the award was, but anyway, he's like, yeah, they're trying to tell me I got 15 seconds. I got like 2 weeks to live. Who are they kidding? You know?
Oh, wow.
And I mean, everybody laughs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was literally not long from his death at that point. And yeah. And then Lou Gehrig, of course, died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
ALS. One of a great baseball player back in the 30s and 40s. Actually, 20s and 30s, I think, if I remember right. Another one said, I would love to go back and meet Wilbur and Orville Wright. The Wright brothers.
Hmm.
The other one is Frank Lloyd Wright. I don't know who that is. But another one said Emmett Till and my great-grandpa Butch, who died when I was 12. And we're seeing that a lot, too. Some people saying, you know, like some of their relatives that didn't get a chance to either meet or really get to know. I got one on Twitter from John. Said, my two would be John Lennon and my grandpa. I would love to pick both their brains about their lives.
That'd be a good one.
It would. I mean, some of the stuff that, you know, you just didn't get to know about people, especially some of your relatives.
Yeah.
Would be, that's why I picked my grandpa. It was like the second one I thought of.
It would be super cool.
Yeah. Would be very cool. Anyway, I'm in such a weird mood. This sucks.
It does.
When you get bad news like that, it just sucks. Got another one. Very interesting one. Freddie Mercury. Singer of Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And JFK. Was the other one that they had picked out. Yeah, if you've got a couple, let us know. People you'd want to go back and meet, 361-557, email or text am@hot1047.com. I did make the comment that I would, if I had asked you that question on an online dating site,
yeah,
I wouldn't have liked your answer.
But it's totally the right answer for me because it sums up my personality.
But then you countered with, well, what would Crystal say?
Yeah, I am curious what Crystal would say.
She should be awake by now.
Okay.
She's dealing with newborn baby and stuff, usually sleeping until about 8. But
okay.
I'm going to try and get a hold of her and see what she would say to that. That will be next. Hopefully, hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 8:21. And just in the nick of time, about 30 seconds ago, my wife called back in.
Yeah, we tried calling her.
Yeah,
got voicemail.
I figured she was still sleeping, and no, she was actually already dropping the kids off at daycare. You're ahead of schedule today.
I am.
Super mom.
Well, not really, but I'm still in my pajamas.
Oh, that's all right.
That's perfectly fine. You just had a baby 2.5 weeks
ago. Totally, yeah, totally okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you hear any of what we were talking about then?
Yeah.
With the go back in history?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so who would it be?
Probably my grandparents.
Both of them?
Well, I would love to talk to my great-grandma Hedvig, because she was born in Sweden and came over here when she was 12 years old. Just like to talk to her. And then my grandpa Peter, he was born in Sweden as well and came over here when he was 18, 19 or something like that.
Hmm.
He came, and, oh, no, it was your mom's side of the family came over in the Mayflower, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. That's because that's where...
Or at least in that era, not necessarily the Mayflower, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, I would have loved that answer.
See, and that's why you're married to her.
Yeah.
My answer was perfectly acceptable for me.
I'm not saying it was wrong.
What was your answer again, Mel?
I said Dick Clark and Elvis.
Ooh, I'd like to talk to Elvis, too.
See? In his glory days, not when he was fat.
But yeah. I didn't say they were bad. I just said I would not have liked that answer. Not that I didn't like it. I mean, that wouldn't have told me what I wanted to hear, I guess.
But that's totally my personality.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's all I'm saying.
See, I really do think that question does really give you a lot of insight.
It gives you a lot more than you think it would.
To somebody's personality. It really does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a question that was asked of me on online dating, and I've never had a question like that before. And I was like, wow, that'd be a great topic. That was the first thing I thought. How funny is that?
Even if you get married, keep online dating so we have stuff to talk about on the show.
Right? Yeah. I know.
Is it okay to keep online dating when you're married?
Even if I'm using it for the show?
Okay. Well, I hear Asaya in the background there. Is he still making noise?
He's giving his answer.
Oh, okay.
He said grandparents, too.
Oh, okay.
And great-grandparents that he doesn't get to meet. Yeah.
Aw.
So is he...
Saying, weren't you, bud? Yeah.
When do I get to hold him, by the way?
The moratorium is off. You could stop by and see him.
Now I can see him?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I haven't got to hold him yet. This has been driving me crazy. Auntie Mel sitting here going, I'd like to hold the baby now.
He's a tiny one, but yes.
I don't care. I want to hold him. It'll probably give me baby fever for a little bit, though.
What's weird is that he's still just as long as the other kids were.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was still full length. He just hadn't filled out yet, being 3.5 weeks early.
Yeah.
So he's so light. It's like the first time I held him, I kept questioning whether or not he was actually in my arms or not.
I suppose. How much does he weigh now?
Well, I'm hoping he's up to 7 pounds, because on Monday on his 2-week checkup, he was 6'15".
So we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Well, he was 6'13 at birth, so he was already surpassed his birth weight. So
good.
Yep. Still a little bit yellow though, but off the Billy blanket and all that. So
yay.
Yeah, that's good. No more ET baby.
But it was so cool looking for pictures.
It was a cool picture. Yeah. Anyway, okay, that was all we needed.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see here. We have got dirt coming up. In a little bit. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
It's so cold outside, I farted the cutest little snowflake.
It's 8:25.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:40. Happy birthday, Brianna. Mom called in. Happy 13th birthday.
Aw, happy birthday.
I have 5 ways to tell if someone is lying.
Okay.
And I think this will work.
Okay.
Here's the first one. They change the way they walk.
How they walk?
Yeah. Or pardon me, talk.
Okay. Are you lying?
Drink. No, I'm not lying. I'm stupid. There's a big difference between lying and stupid. Everybody has a certain way of talking when they have nothing to hide.
Okay.
And when they start lying, it changes. They talk faster or slower, or the pitch of their voice goes up or down.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they start ending every sentence like it's a question. Maybe they start saying, or they stop saying it, but there's something in their voice that's different. Another way to tell if they're lying, they avoid saying I. Research has shown that people are less likely to use personal pronouns when they are lying. It's a way of creating psychological distance from themselves and the lie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have an answer for everything.
Okay.
When you're telling the truth, there's no pressure to convince anyone. But someone who's lying doesn't want to look like they're lying, so they tend to hesitate less because they want to appear sure of themselves.
Hmm. Okay. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, because you're doing the next one. They fidget unnecessarily.
I always fidget unnecessarily.
Not just nervous movements, but fiddling with random objects. You're just kind of swaying back and forth.
I have to pee.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
So don't mix up lying with having to pee.
It's the first time I've ever seen you do the pee-pee dance.
I really have to go.
If someone keeps rearranging their desk. No, I was just dragging it out.
Thank you. Not nice.
If people keep rearranging their desk or brushing dirt from their clothes, it might be an unconscious attempt to distract you from what's being said.
Oh.
Or maybe guilt making them anxious.
Maybe.
And.
Or they have to pee.
The last one is they keep saying, to tell the truth, or, you know, honestly, or to be perfectly honest with you.
Mm.
They keep saying they're honest and they're not.
So they're lying when they say the word honest?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's always true either, but
well, not always. But
instances.
I mean, if you add the other things up,
yeah, yeah. If you add them all together, sure. I really have to go to the bathroom.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How long are you going to make this last?
Another.
Because when you're doing the pee pee dance,
6 seconds.
I always say go to the bathroom.
But it's just kind of fun to torture you.
It's so rude.
Okay, I'm done now. 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:51 up to 12 today. It's chilly out there. 3 below right now. A couple guests in studio, Dee and Tawny from Professional Image. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, wedding showcases this weekend.
It is.
What's going to be going on out there at Grand Falls Casino?
Well, we're expecting the best of the best, almost 100 local and national vendors. We've got so much excitement and a huge dig for diamonds with lots of prizes for the brides.
The dig for diamonds thing is pretty cool.
Yeah,
so tell us more about that.
Okay. We have a dig for diamonds with riddles and also paint the night pink. All the proceeds go to benefit Avera Think Pink. One lucky bride will walk away with round-trip airfare. There will be three cold hard cash winners. There'll be one winner of a trip to Vegas, and there's also 20 winners of Riddles jewelry worth almost $5,000.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
So
very cool.
What are they digging in?
They're digging in a pedestal of diamonds.
Oh, really?
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like diamonds.
Yeah.
Like real ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to pick a stone, and they'll take it over to Riddles, and he'll put it under his microscope and find out just exactly who the winners are.
So is something etched on them or what?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, but it's not, you can't see it.
Right.
Unless you go under the microscope. Like the,
oh, okay. That is cool.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah. Unless and you're like Superman and you have vision that can actually see that, you know.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Anybody can what?
Anyone can dig for the diamonds.
A little closer
to the mic,
Connie.
Yeah, talk right into the mic.
Yep.
There you go.
Anyone can dig for the diamonds. You just have to make a $10 donation to Think Pink, and it could be mothers, grooms, brides. You can do as many as you want.
Cool.
I like it. That is very fun. Okay, so it's on Sunday, correct?
It is.
What time does it get started?
Noon to 4.
Noon to 4 on Sunday at Grand Falls Casino. We had our winners last week that we announced that won the night stay and all of that. So that's where they're going to be Saturday night and then, of course, Sunday for the show. And is there a website where someone can get some more info?
You can go on to Professional Image website, which is Professional Image SF, and then click on the bridal tab.
.com?
.com, yes. Okay. And then click on the bridal tab, and you can register your engagement and pre-register also on there.
All right. Now, is there something interesting at the show? I always, you know, I know most of the stuff that's going to be there. I've been to these things. You know, what is a couple of the different new
trends
things
in
that
wedding?
Maybe someone isn't going to necessarily expect.
Well, we're the only show that has a runway fashion show. That we have a professional modeling school, so of course our models are there.
Uh-huh.
And so we have all of the gown companies, tux companies, and they're coming all the way from the lakes at Okoboji with their fashion. So it's fashions that maybe the Sioux Falls brides haven't seen. And we've been doing fittings all week, and I'm telling you what, they're in for a real treat.
Neat.
That is really neat. That's very cool.
All right. So it's happening Sunday, noon to 4 at Grand Falls Casino. If you are a bride-to-be, which was a phrase I couldn't spit out one day. That's why.
Bride to be?
Yeah.
You can say it now?
Well, I think I said it that day. I said it like, so if you're shopping for wedding stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it more like a guy than I did. Anyway, if you're a bride to be or you're the groom too, that is happening at Grand Falls Casino this Sunday, noon to four. Dee, Tawny, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Hot 104.7.com.